Stacey Odom considers herself an activist for her community on South Bend's west side.
I never thought that somebody was going to be me. I was like, you know, it was the furthest thing from my mind because I had my mom, I take care of her. Mm-hmm. I had a sick brother, I had a sick sister. Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I was already fully 100% committed to my family, and I didn't have an ounce of time to give to anybody else for any other reason.
Her mother's home was in danger of being demolished to make way for new projects in the area.
My family came here in the 40s. This would be the second time the redevelopment came through, and, you know, maybe we would lose our house. And I talked with my mom, and we prayed about it. I talked with neighbors, friends, family, and the community, and we decided no.
Odom says she became a part of a group that surveyed area homeowners to help assess home repairs. She says the survey concluded a total of 60 rehabs and 28 new homes could be built to revitalize the neighborhood and increase property values. Odom says the project isn't just about homes, but about family legacies as well.
These people have at least 3 or 4 generations in the home. We just never knew how to engage and ask the city or other people for help. And now we found our way, and that's what we're doing now.
Odom says knowing those that represent her in local government played a huge role in her involvement and the way she now sees herself as an activist in her community. One of those people is Councilmember Regina Williams Preston.
I kind of came in at a time when it seemed like things were stalled. You know, people were apathetic. They felt like, you know, they could never really, that the city wasn't listening to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a much different approach.
Williams Preston says her approach was self-sufficiency in the community, helping gather volunteers and approach city government as a unit. She says she noticed a lot of homeowners in the area weren't able to keep up with home renovation costs. The issue really hit home for her when her husband became ill and she was facing sanctions from code enforcement for repairs on her home that she couldn't take care of immediately.
The language was, oh, well, these people aren't fixing up their homes. They're irresponsible. It's not that we're irresponsible. It's that we don't have the money. We work hard every single day, but we don't make enough because of the low wages in Indiana. We don't make enough to like actually save the money to fix up our roof, but we make too much to actually qualify for those low income federal grants.
Right.
And so we're kind of stuck in the middle.
Williams Preston says she began to look for help from the city. She says in her first year as a council member, South Bend budgeted money to help residents fix their homes. She says immediately residents all over South Bend got involved and created a series of forums where residents who could benefit from the pilot program could share their concerns. Along with added state funds and lead abatement initiatives, the city was able to add more to the budget this year. Alkina Aldridge is the Director of Engagement and Economic Empowerment for South Bend. She says she would describe her role as Director of Engagement as the work of a sort of liaison between her community and City Hall.
I joke, you know, I'm angry West Side resident on one hand because I'm raised in this experience. I understand it very personally. But budding bureaucrat who is actually getting to do the work every day that touches folks very personally.
She says she's excited about being able to work on the home repair pilot program because it can help create immediate change that residents have worked so hard towards. The home repair pilot program is available to residents in a specific area in South Bend's West Side. Deadline for applications from those who qualify is September 28th. More information is available on the city's website. For WVPE News, I'm Barb Anguiano.